All right, well, your go.
All right, well, I seem to recall last time we were on break.
Yes. So I guess the prosecutors are going to huddle and have a meeting?
Okay, huddle. All right. Okay, I think first things first. Let's get that letter from that man. Let's get that envelope from the man to use as evidence.
And have
Showcase read it. After that, we should talk with the captain of the guard about Showcase and the document of taxes.
All right, well, Beaver, I would say you... Aw, not me. Why do I have to do all the legwork? Because I have to go, and I have to deal with the captain of the guard trying to get the tax... the legalities of the tax records. Would you rather change places?
I'll
get that letter from that kid.
Come on, Beaver, you're with me.
Alright.
Alright, and, Gaspian, good luck with those negotiations. Rope an Edmund if you've got to.
Gaspian, sighs a little. Thanks, I'll need all that I can get.
Alright, come on, Beaver, let's go. And with this, we, ready to go to your home, sir?
Yes, thank you. I would like that very much.
Alright, and with this we exit the castle / courthouse. I already have the coordinates, so once we get the envelope, we'll just warp back here.
And, the man blinks. Whatever you say, sir.
Alright, come on, let's go.
Alright.
I don't believe I met your son. What's his name?
His name is Harold.
Yeah, right. Pleasure to meet you, Harold.
Hello, sir. Who are you?
I'm one of the prosecutors, and I'm a few years older than you.
What's a prosecutor? Are you here to kill someone?
No, Harold, no. He's here for an important legal document.
Oh, sorry. Please don't get upset. My father didn't do anything wrong. Don't send him to jail.
It's okay. Oh, it's okay. I know he did. In fact, we're here to help you clear his name. Whatnot. To get some evidence to showcase the neglectfulness of the castle. Anyway, let's go. And with this, it takes us a while, but the man leads, what was it, Simon? I forgot his name.
No, I'm actually thinking George.
George. Right, George is home.
Alright then. So you guys are going back to their home?
Yeah, we make it to their home. Alright, Harold, do you know where the envelope is?
I'm George just now, sorry. I think I left it on the mantelpiece. And I put it behind a book on the mantelpiece.
We'll help you find it. Come on, Beaver, let's go on in.
Right then. I'm assuming the mantelpiece is right here in the front.
Yes, our living room is right here.
What's the matter?
I think Mother cleaned up. Why did she do a thing like that?
Well, that's a conversation for the...
Wait. If you look over there, sir,
he says, pointing to you, Francis,
there's a pile of books. I can't reach it because it looks like it might be on the top. It's stuffed in the top book. See that envelope? I can't reach it.
I see it.
Can you grab it?
I can. And with this, I grab the box he's pointing to, and I open it.
Yes, I think it's in that. Can I see?
Indeed, here.
Father, do you remember?
I think I remember that it was the ceiling that I used.
There's a number of them here. I don't know which one it was. Wait.
And George goes furiously looking through.
It's this one. I remember because, look, it got crumpled right in the corner because it got shoved into my hand so meanly. There you are. What are you going to do with it?
That must have been fun. Well, hang on a second.
I was so mad.
It's not your fault. With this, I pull a plastic bag out of the pocket beanage bag, and then I carefully put the envelope in as evidence. And keep it in a preserved state. And I zip up the bag, Here, Beaver, I'll need you to hold the evidence.
I got it. Now he's gonna take this.
What are you going to do with it?
Present it as evidence, my dear Harold.
You don't need to read it. I could tell you what it was. Father had me memorize it just in case I was able to speak to someone. I never did, but I still remember it.
I don't doubt. Very good. I don't doubt you. I just more mean to show to the rest of the court.
Show them what? Show them, Harold, that it was never opened, therefore no one read it.
Why do they care? Are they going to read it now? Are you giving it to King Bertram?
Well, no, we're presenting it as evidence against Roderick.
That scoundrel!
He wrinkles his nose. Yes, of course. I'm sure.
I never met him, but if I did, I'm sure I'd be thrown in jail after what I have to say to him.
Well, that won't be necessary. Between you and, in fact, between this house, I already kicked his I already kicked him. And Beaver helped me out.
Did your toe hurt?
It's actually an expression. I beat him in a sword fight.
Wow! That's amazing! Dad, are you going to invite him over to dinner?
I hadn't considered that. The prosecutor's a very busy man, Harold. I don't think he has time to...
Oh, please! I want to see him sword fight! I want to see him kick someone! With his sword!
Well, it was a lot more than that, my dear Harold. Beaver also helped out, too.
Did you, Beaver? I know you're a wonderful warrior. You'd help with the kings and queens.
Beaver puffs up. This conversation's not so bad. Yes, you've got an excellent memory there, my dear Harold.
And I heard all about it. I heard that you crushed King Queen Janus with one mighty arm.
And Beaver flushes. The story didn't exactly go like that, but what harm was there if it did? And I struck her down.
You did! You led them all past her like a hero, slippering through the night.
Like a hawk.
An eagle. No one could see you. No one could ever saw you. You got past her.
And all her wolves.
Snarling wolves never was able to catch you.
And if one of the Pensvincy children were here, they would probably remember the detail that might not have made it to Charn when Morgrem had, one of his wolves had jumped on top of Beaver and had snatched him. But why ruin this delightful conversation? If Harold wishes to remember it that way, so be it. Why not?
And how have you gotten into the camp?
Now, Harold, I think Mr. Beaver, the prosecutor, has more important things to do.
We'll talk all about it when he comes over for dinner.
Yes, we'll consider it. This has been fun, but, actually, would you mind, would it be okay if your family came to the trial, too?
And, well, you see how excitable he is, he whispers cautiously. I'm afraid, perhaps, are you sure that that's a good idea?
It might be better than the wife than just the mom being home throughout the whole thing. But I don't know. I kind of think the whole family should see it. Might be a treat for them.
A treat? I'm getting wrung out with emotion.
Please, Dad, please can we go? I'd love to be able to see King Roderick in the stand and getting what he's coming to him.
Ah, see here, little young man. It's not just what's coming to him, it's justice.
Well, I can't wait to see justice get to him. Please, Dad, please can we go?
Well, if the prosecutor understands that if you misbehave at all, you'll have to come straight home.
Oh,
and he shakes his head vigorously.
I'll never misbehaving or sit there quietly. Please, please, please.
Don't worry. Yes. Yes, I think it'd be a good idea. But to do that, we'll all have to hold hands.
What?
This, we hold hands, and then I, use a teleportation device to warp us back to the tower, setting it for 5 seconds and then putting back. All right, hold your hands together, and as I count down, we all vanish from the house and find ourselves at Charn's castle.
Oh, goodness, okay.
All right. Well, thank you all for agreeing to come. If you could just mingle with the other civilians who have been also protesting during the trial, that would be great, too.
And, well, thank you so much, Prosecutor. We'll see you again later.
Indeed you will. Beaver, you've got the bag, right?
Of course, Francis. I didn't let go of it, not for one bit. There you go.
Very good. Good. Still in its original state. All right, let's head back inside and check on... Let's head back in the courtroom and then check on Caspian.
Right.
Actually, I'd best do that. So we go in the courtroom, and then I tell Beaver to wait on the prosecutor bench while I go find Caspian.
And you see that Caspian is in the corner, still in the midst of a hot discussion, but Francis can tell that there is a load of papers that the captain of the guard is holding in his arms.
All right. May I ask, how are things coming along, Caspian?
And Caspian gently puts up his hand and resumes his conversation with the captain of the guard. And Caspian is shaking his head, gesticulating, and the captain of the guard is stoic, harsh, and refusing. He is coming up with an air of stone, silence, and rigidity. Caspian goes and breaks off from the conversation, and Francis sees him walk straight up towards Peter and Edmund. You see that there's whispered and hushed conversations between them, and before long, Caspian then is on his way back when Francis calls out to him.
Yes? Hey, Caspian.
Francis.
I take it the captain isn't cooperating, is he?
Well, cooperating would be a very nice word to be able to use on him, but at the moment, he has the papers, as you see, but he's refusing to let me take a look at them. And the basis...
You know, he could be charged with withholding evidence.
He's trying to let me know that there is no evidence in there, that I have no right to be able to be prodding through it, that Roderick is still the king.
Ask Bertram for a warrant.
I think that is exactly what we should do, Francis. Would you please hunt up Bertram for me?
Of course, but absolutely. And with this, I go with him to find Bertram. Hey, Bertram.
Francis, I see that there's trouble brewing by the look on your face.
Yes, we have the captain of the guard has the papers containing tax documents. However, he is refusing to hand them over to us, so we need a warrant. We need a warrant to retrieve them. Use as evidence. Or at the very least, have him present them as evidence in the trial.
And Bertram sighs. I think my legal papers are in one of the upper floors. If you would spare me 15 minutes, I should be able to write out whatever legal documentation you will need to be able to retrieve all the information and documents from the captain of the guard. In the meanwhile, he says, as he stops when he goes to leave, he turns back. I would keep an eye on him. The captain of the guard, he looks at him, his eyes narrow. I do not trust him, and I'm sure you don't either.
Not as much. Especially not now.
Don't let him leave your sight. I'm afraid he might discard of some valuable, critically important papers amidst those documents. Don't let him leave this room, if I were you. I shall be back as quickly as I can.
Wait, don't let him leave his room?
This room.
Don't let him leave this room. All right, then. All right. We want your majesty. Thank you.
And Bertram swiftly goes up the stairs to the upper study chambers and begins writing out the document that's necessary.
Well, we're gonna need a distraction. We should follow after him.
Bertram?
No, not Bertram. The captain of the guard.
And Caspian tugs at Francis. So, what did Bertram say?
Well, Bertram said to make sure that the captain to keep a close eye on the captain of the guard and to make sure he doesn't leave the room.
Why? Want to leave the room?
Leave the room? Well, who knows? He could probably slip off to do something, to tamper with them or something.
That's a good point. Excellent point. Well, you have Beaver posted on that door. Nothing's going to get past him. And...
Okay.
What else is there? There's a big opening over there. You keep your eyes out over there, and I will watch this doorway. But I will let Edmund and Peter know what is going on,
alright? What's going on? Yes. Alright, you do that. You do that, and I'll tell Beaver.
Alright.
Alright. With this, we split up and I go back to Beaver. Hey, Beaver.
What's going on, Francis? I saw a lot of ruckus going on between the captain and Caspian.
Yeah. Yeah, about that. The captain of the guard's been acting pretty shady lately. We need to keep an eye on him and make sure he doesn't leave this room.
Oh, right. Well,
Here, why don't you hand me the evidence for now, and I'll keep it hidden.
Right. Keep it in your shit pocket.
Gives it to me, and I put it in my pocket. Fortunately, the plastic bag protects it.
All right.
Okay, Beaver, I need you to go on that door. I'll be in front of the two doors. Be in front of the two doors over here.
All right.
Right. With this, we split up. And I guard the doors.
And then all of a sudden, Francis is surprised to see Beaver right behind him.
Wait, you're supposed to go to that door.
Well, I was just thinking, someone should stand closer to him. He could stuff a document right in his vest. And we wouldn't know it, and then he'd destroy it later. And then Francis sees the captain of the guard is heading towards the door.
With this, we use force speed. Force speed to block his entrance.
And, pardon me, sir, he says coldly, I was in the midst of gathering another document that I'd forgotten.
All right. Why don't you get one of the other soldiers to do it?
And he stands in surprise. It is in a confidential area within my own quarters. There is no way you can induce me to reveal its location to one of the common soldiers. Oh! And before anyone had a moment for anything, Beaver, in his rush back to his post, gave a sudden tackle on the captain of the guard, thrusting him down to the ground. And pinning him down the best way that a beaver could, you stay down and you're not going anywhere! Get off of me, you oaf, you ruffian, rodent! He says in shock and surprise. Stay down! Stay down, Francis! Get his feet!
All right. And with this, I clutch his feet.
Your Honor, I protest! What in the world, King Edmund goes out. Francis Beaver, get off of him! Get off now, he says, running off.
Yes, sir.
And Beaver struggles off. It's only because that king told me to do it. Beaver, be quiet. What has gotten into you, sir? I can't apologize.
I insulted deeply.
Is this the sort of courts that is being run in the chaotic kingdom of Narnia? Why don't you stay where you belong?
I'm sorry if we can't trust you right now, and if you want that to change, I would advise, trying to calm myself down, It might be in your best interests to provide the documents.
Those documents are Chon records. You are invaders. And, if I may, I don't trust you either. And if the only way that you don't trust me is that for me to change from a Chonian to a Nonian, that is not going to happen with this sort of treatment.
I'm not trying to do anything with that. But you are. But if you want your sentence for any part, if you had any part of this, and you want, you've had a decent amount to play with Roderick's neglect. And if you want your sentence to go lighter, then I would advise you to cough up the evidence. Edmund, what do you think?
I think that this is all more appropriate to be done in the proper proceedings in the courtroom. Now, I don't know what all this excitement was, Beaver. Hey, what's the Beaver? We will discuss this privately. You, sir, I would recommend that you sit. Please be seated over here calmly. Francis, would you please explain to me what on earth has gotten into Beaver? You, sir, I need to get another document. No, I am sorry. This is far too complicated right now. Francis, why? Excuse me, sir. I demand, where is the judge? Where is the Peter? Ed, what is going on? I have no idea, Peter. I'm trying to calm them down. Beaver, now you stop talking to the captain. You go sit over there right now. Hey, so what, I can explain it to you, Beaver says, getting dragged away by some Nonian gods.
Beaver, quiet.
I'm trying to keep my post, he says. And that's the last that you hear of poor Beaver. You, sir, I am sorry, but for now, the court's about to be convening very soon. Was that before or after I wished to leave the room, young King Edmund? It was before, and I don't know why on earth you got tackled, but I'm sure there was some good reason, to be perfectly honest. And the captain flushes frustratedly. I am trying to collect enough evidence for your ridiculous kangaroo court proceeding, to which, to everyone's surprise, Edmund snaps. I was not asked to be part of this ridiculous debacle, and if you had been doing your job taking better care of your kingdom, perhaps your king, your younger king prince, wouldn't have gone seeking for help. Sit down, if you will. We might be invaders, but at least we're trying to treat you with some sort of decency. Sit down, I'm tired of this myself. You, Francis, over there, I'm going to talk to you myself. Peter, Ed, where is Caspian? I'm not sure. I've sent someone to go find him. Hunt him up! Edmund is suddenly allowing his pent-up frustration and annoyance of all these ridiculous debacles to be suddenly unleashed. If he was not going to be respected, then, confound it, he would let others know how he truly felt. So, Francis, once in a corner, I'm sure you have a perfectly good, reasonable explanation. What was that all about?
Yeah. It was not my fault. I was simply guarding the door. Simply guarding the door, trying to be reasonable with the captain of the guard. It was Beaver who got the idea to jump him. I never told him to do that.
All right, Edmund says, nearly laughing.
I'm very sorry that happened. It was not my idea.
Very good. But I must ask, why were you guarding the door? Why did you not want to go out?
Don't tell the captain. Don't tell the captain of the guard this. And I whisper in his ear. Bertram asked Caspian and me to keep an eye on him and make sure he never left this room.
And Edmund's eyebrow rises. You said Bertram told you to do that?
Yes. He needs to go. Since the captain of the guard refused to cooperate with the evidence, we asked him to make up a warrant. We asked him to write up a warrant, which would let us retrieve the evidence from him. For the sole purpose of this trial.
I see, and so I get it. So Bertram was suspicious, concerned that he was going to go destroy the evidence. Eh? No, that's reasonable. Well, you did the right thing, Francis. I shall have to have a few words with Beaver, but perhaps he thought it was an emergency due to other adventures that have happened around here.
No, I can imagine, but I never told him to do that. I simply told him to guard the doors. Make sure Captain of the Guard couldn't escape.
And Edmund smiles.
That was all. I'm very sorry this happened.
Well, it's all right. You're forgiven. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Truth be told, kind of glad he got that sort of surprise. He's been a little bit too stuck up for my taste, but either way.
Can I ask you something? Did I look like I was being too aggressive with the captain of the guard, simply just trying to hold his feet together?
No, I don't think so. I think any sort of aggressiveness would have been, if you started getting a little more physical with him, but due to the spur of the moment, I mean, you know, tackling down a political man in the middle of a courtroom might be a little awkward, but, you know, try to think a little bit better on your feet in the future, but I think all things considered, I think you did just fine. I think you did just fine. You were desperate to make sure that he didn't pull any nasty business. And to be honest, I wouldn't pull it past him, so I think you did just right.
Thank you. I mean, if you wanted to, he could just find someone he trusts and get him to retrieve it for him.
Well, you know, the captain of the guard, I'm sure the whole thing was a ruse. He was probably going to go stuff some documents in the cabinet and not grab someone from it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't believe liars. This Caspian, he's over there. Why is he smiling? Look at that smirk on his face. I think he enjoyed it.
I'm sure he did. Don't hold it too much against him.
Yes, anyway. Right. Well, you know, I have to say something because, you know, I'm the king and all that, but, you know, it won't go on too long.
Fine. Savers. Hey, Caspian.
Francis, you and Beaver did magnificent.
Thank you.
Giggles.
He wasn't supposed to tackle him. I only told him to guard the doors.
Then Caspian raises a brow. Really? It seemed like the way you two operate as a pair, it seemed like, well, I see the Beaver took things into his own hands. Well,
yeah, he did.
It worked. He laughs. But of course that was not the right thing to do. Of course not. Not the best way to handle it. The procedure should have been far more sophisticated. Absolutely, yes, of course. We'll keep that in mind next time. As long as it's next time, that's all. That's what's important.
Caspian?
Yes.
Is Bertrand done with that warrant yet?
I think he has only a few more minutes left.
Good. The captain of the guard tried to leave the room under the excuse of getting another document. Oh. Getting another personal document.
Oh, did he? Well, perhaps once Bertram comes back, I'd be happy to escort him myself to make sure that we get all of the documents necessary, because...
Edmund, if you could go with Caspian too, that would be great.
Right. Just make sure keep Beaver here.
Oh, indeed I will. I'm sure Beaver will be more cooperative.
Next thing you know, there's going to be papers flying everywhere. Caspian giggles. Well, once Bertram gives us that warrant, he'll have to lead us to his office, to his quarters anyway, because we're going to be searching all the documents that he has in his room. So, he'll get what he wants.
Indeed. And, I have another piece of evidence stored... away in my pocket, which I'm going to present first. Basically, the evidence that, the farmer's trying to make Roderick understand why he didn't always get the grain. That was demanded. Didn't always get the grain he was demanded.
I see. Oh, you got the letter from the boy?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We got the letter from that family.
Tell you the truth, I was afraid it, you know, got lost somewhere in the stables or something.
Oh, I know, right? No, fortunately, they're smart enough. I have it here. With this, I unzip it and show the... With this, I take it out of my pocket carefully and show it to them.
And Edmund...
Seeing the wrinkle and whatnot.
Oh, that's good. It's still in good condition. Is it?
Right.
Is it? It was never opened. Wow.
It wasn't. He was telling the truth on that. Harold was telling the truth on that. That's the boy's name.
I see. Wow. Glad you found it. Glad you didn't open it idly or anything like that. He's certainly going to go very strongly for his father's testimony. Absolutely. Yes. They look over, and we're coming up to our time, but they can see that Bertram is coming down the stairs, folding up some sort of document, and...
Oh, good. Thank you, Bertram.
And with that, Bertram, with strong strides, heads over towards Peter, giving a glance over towards Roderick, who is still seated in his spot, and had watched the entire cacophony, and glancing over Bertram and Roderick, make eye contact. Bertram, with a quiet stare, looks back towards Peter, and they can see, with a whisper and a gesture, he gives Peter the document, thus signed and sealed with the royal wax. And there we go. That is where we'll stop for tonight.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. This was fun.
You're welcome. It was
that
fun.
That dang captain of the guard, he's kind of starting to show his true colors.
It's starting to come out as the pressure comes on.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
This has been an epic court trial, yeah. I gotta say.
It has been.
This has been our biggest one yet.
Yes. And we're not even done with it.
No, sirree.
All right, well, I should let you get to bed, right? You usually have to get to 11.
Yeah. Let's see if we can meet tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, let's give it a shot. That'd be fun.
Or at least earlier in the evening or the afternoon, in case something happens. I'm really excited.
What kind of time are you looking at?
Whatever time works for you. Tomorrow is Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Well, indeed, we will. In the meantime, if you could send me the file tonight, that'd be great.
Okay, sure.
Thanks. Thanks, Teresa. You're the best.
Aw, thank you so much, Francis. Thank you. No, it was really fun playing with you.
Indeed. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Great. Today is May 29th, 2026, 10:59 p.m.